Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. We have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Alright, one, two, three, let's go. And take two. Welcome to Mom's Umbrella.
They don't know about take one.
I know they don't, but we do. So let's talk about it. So welcome to a very special episode of Mom's Umbrella. My name is Vanessa, as always, and with me is Christy.
Hello.
And it's like, under TV shows.
Like I said, this is... Oh, it's on, that's right.
It's under TV shows.
This is a very special episode of Mama's Umbrella because Stephanie's not here.
Wah, wah, wah.
She's on vacation with her family. And we decided that instead of missing a week, we were going to bring you special episodes, basically entitled Mama's Watch Movies, which you can tell... based on the listening device.
The title
is, this is Mama's Watch Movies. So in essence, what the whole Geek Bro Network is going to start doing is each podcast kind of has its own take on Mystery Science Theater. Yep. Which, if you're not familiar, they would watch a sci-fi movie, right?
Yeah, they would basically watch an old sci-fi movie or a movie a black and white or some one of these not the greatest movies in the world, and then they would just sit and talk about it.
Yeah, just discuss the movie. I don't know if it was to make fun of it or whatever, but if you've listened to my husband Nary's podcast, What's Up Bro or Woo Bro. They did what they call Mystery Woo Bro Theater, and they don't do it very often. But Stephanie was actually on one, and they watched. Was it Edward Scissorhands? No,
no, was it?
I forgot.
I don't remember what they watched.
No, they watched one with the Headless Horseman.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow. That's what they watched. It was still Johnny
Depp.
Oh, that's
right. It was still
Johnny Depp, right?
It was Halloween-y.
Yeah, whatever. They watched the most recent one they did was Sleepy Hollow, and basically they just watch the movie, talk about it, make fun of it. And I know they're also working on another one basing it off of Rotten Tomatoes.
The Rotten Tomatoes scores.
So what we are doing, the Mama's take on this, Mama's Watch Movies, we're gonna watch
kids movies,
specifically kids movies that either Christy likes or that our kids make us watch over and over and over and over again.
Let's fix that. Movies aimed towards children,
yes,
but probably or preteens or that the whole age spectrum of the Disney Channel.
Yeah, basically either kids movies or the Disney Channel made for TV movies,
which are for children of all ages.
Sure, Jan. So that's what we're doing. And today we are going, because it just came out, we are going to watch Descendants 2 because it just came out.
Yay!
So I'm going to pause for one moment because Oliver's crying and then we will get started. So yep. Please hold. And we're back. Thanks so much for holding. So sorry about the pause so early in the recording. All right. So basically,
we're going to watch movies.
Yes, we're going to watch movies. We're going to talk about them. We may make fun of it. We're just going to give you like our... We're going to give you our real opinion.
Yes.
I mean, you don't know us to like not hold back on our opinions. But you're going to get our real opinions on these movies that our children treat as something viral. Like a viral video for adults. It's a viral movie for children.
And you will learn if you haven't picked up on it yet. I love these movies. So even if it is horrendously bad, and that's like in general with most movies, there's really not a movie that I won't watch.
Yep, that is the truth.
Yeah. Did you not like the wine?
I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll see.
There's another bottle of Merlot.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Because it's FYI, Mama's.
It is Mama's. So we are drinking. Shocker. I know. We are drinking Frontera from Concha y Toro.
Which we've had before.
We have had this before, so it's not really anything new. It's the Cabernet Sauvignon. Did we have the Cabernet before?
No, I think we had the Merlot, and I have a bottle of the Merlot in case you're not a huge fan of this one.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes from here. And I believe we have a bottle of White Zinfandel in the fridge for Missy.
We have
a friend. We have a friend coming over later, so we're prepared. So
I bought her shitty wine.
Well, no.
That's just what
she likes.
She likes.
Just because we don't like it doesn't mean it's shitty.
Well, I say shitty in the most loving way.
Oh, of course. All right. So... like I said, we're watching Descendants 2. I just pressed play.
And yes, we do own it on iTunes because I purchased it.
Yes, we do.
And right now the
Disney Channel original movie is on the screen.
Yes.
It's the opening. So. Yeah, it's the opening scene. I can't do this with the headphones
because
I can't hear the movie.
Toil and trouble going on.
Yes.
I don't get why they put her in that wig. It's so bad.
It's awful. So. I have an idea as to why they put her in an awful wig, but the dramatic hair flips.
Come on.
Are so flipping amazing.
Well, because it's supposed to start now, and like we're in this world of like where they're still evil.
Yeah, they're still evil in the land of the goody goodies. And the lip syncing is just. It's amazing.
I love this movie. It amuses it me so much.
Total clarity or whatever the word is, I can't think right now. We have already seen the movie. Christy has seen it
multiple times.
Numerous times. I'm watching it for the second time.
I'm not even going to pretend. Two is like, there's double digits going on in my life.
Oh, again. Is anybody surprised? Show of hands. No one is raising their hand? Great.
Well, and this is the sequel.
Yes, this is the sequel to Descendants. Came out, a couple years ago?
Yeah, I think almost like 3 years ago at this point.
Maybe two, because you were talking about it when we started Mamas.
Yeah.
And it's been almost a year since we started Mamas. So, basically, they're just dancing around. They have a big cauldron full of apples. And they're giving out these poisoned apples to all the kids in Auradon.
Auradon, which is a great word.
Yes.
Like, I know it's a made-up land, but it sounds like such the perfect...
It does.
Like,
it's such a fairy tale-sounding city,
yeah.
Or town or kingdom.
I love the dad, the Belle, and the Beast.
The Beast, yeah.
They're amazing.
But I love Belle. What's the actress's name that plays Belle?
I don't know who plays her, actually.
Let's IMDb this.
Yeah, because I was watching this show the other day called... Well, it's on Netflix. It's this little movie called The Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I watch random shit. And the dad shows up. I'm like, where have I seen him before? And I had to IMDb, and it's like Beast from Descendants. I'm like, well...
Oh, my God. Well, of course Christy's seen him before.
Yeah.
What I do have to say, though, that the dance numbers are always Kenny Ortega does not disappoint.
No, he does not.
So I can't even, like, there's nothing bad to say about that.
Yeah, and I kind of love, and like, the hair work is just insane.
No, seriously. It's like their hair, especially Evie and Mal's, is like its own character.
Yeah, it really is. And of course, there's a blue haired and a purple hair.
Blue hair, purple hair. I have purple hair and Christy has blue hair, FYI.
But yeah, like, it feels like, and I get it, like, the rest of the movie she has, and we'll see if you do watch this with us.
Yeah, if you watch all the way.
Yeah, she has different hair in the movie. So obviously they had to put a wig for the beginning because that's not the hairstyle she has for the majority, either of the hairstyles that she has for the majority. And but it's just such a bad wig on Mal. It like really overpowers her.
It's like really big and fluffy. I feel like maybe they bought like synthetic hair and not a real hair wig.
Because it was only one dance number. Because like that's her real hair. Like now she's
she it was has a dream. Blonde hair now. Yeah, she was having a dream. But maybe that's why it was bad. Because it was a dream. Like, I didn't want to say that earlier, but because she was dreaming, maybe she was just like,
yes, now we know it's a dream sequence.
Yes. Now she's like in a press conference and she's wearing like a sparkly white dress.
Super appropriate for daytime at school, by the way.
Of course. Of course.
The boy that plays her boyfriend is back.
Oh, the girl, the chick that plays
Belle.
I think she's the fairy godmother in Once Upon a Time.
Oh, maybe that's where. Oh, this is like classic. This, I love this lady.
Oh, the fairy godmother in Descendants 2 in the movie. I love her.
But she is like perfect. But like, the little boy that's like the most perfect, like, clean cut little like boy they could have cast as King Ben.
He's really cute. He reminds me of a Ken doll.
Yeah, he like, and he's so like adorable the way he like gazes into her eyes.
All right.
Hi, Evie. Evie's shown up.
Her blue eyeliner and lashes really bother me. Yeah, she's Mother Superior. She's the blue fairy in Once Upon a Time. I knew her from somewhere.
Oh, and you know where her mom is? She's in a fish tank.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Because at the end of Descendants 1, Maleficent gets turned into a lizard.
Yep.
I don't know the specific lizard, but it's a lizard. Let's see. What else has Mother Superior been in?
Right now, Evie is fitting Mal for her dress for Cotillion.
Oh, she was in My Little Pony.
Okay.
But the original My Little Pony.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, she was in Supernatural, too.
Oh, well, Jeff will probably recognize her from that.
And Battlestar Galactica.
So, we're catching up with them that, like, apparently Mal has been in a whirlwind for the last 6 months of being Ben's girlfriend.
Right. Ben is King Ben. He's king now, right?
He's king.
What happened to Beast? Like, did Beast decide to step down?
So 17 years later, he gets to retire.
Okay, I'm done. Now my son gets to be king.
Which I don't remember him being in the Beauty and the Beast like story. I don't think he was king when he was just a prince.
He was just a prince. Like, he wasn't actually king. And I don't really like this blonde on Mal because it like really washes out her face, but I love the purple tips. Like, it's still like she still has held on to her purple.
Yeah. And Mal is still using her spell book
to keep up her appearance as princessy.
I love this interaction right here between Evie and Mal.
Yeah. Put the powder away.
Like, they're a cute, like, BFF, like...
They are. They're very cute. Let's turn the volume up. No! Why would we?
Come here. Look at where we are.
Oradon girls. I'm telling you, Oradon is a great word.
Oradon is a great word, but I like that every time they turn on the TV, Mal's on TV with Ben. Like, they just follow her around with cameras. Like, she's on their E-news all the time.
And like, I don't know if I don't feel... I'm not exactly comfortable with the fact... Not comfortable. I mean, I didn't like the fact that they just... It's only been 6 months.
Yeah, it's only been 6 months, and they're, like, trying to make her part of the royal court, and, like... It's just, it seems really fast. Yeah. And here comes like the mom in me that's like, I don't like that. Like, their relationship is moving too quickly. like, that's not how real life works. And they're all about like finding their, I don't know that they're all about it, but this movie more so than the first one has a lot of like relationship undertones.
Well, remember that what age was Little Mermaid when she got married? 16.
No, Snow White was 13. 16 years old, not a child.
So now we find out that Carlos.
I love Carlos. Oh my God, I love Carlos. For those that don't know, Carlos is Cruella De Vil's son.
Yes.
So
super not confident.
I don't know about not confident. He's shy.
He's super shy.
He's a nice guy.
He was never, but here's the thing with him, of all the villain kids, he was never a villain.
Right. He was never mean.
Because he was Cruella's kid, and Cruella, like, even from the first one, they show you that she kind of, like,
she was really mean to him.
So yeah. While the other ones, like, did or wanted, like, evil, like, he was always, like, the, like, my mom's the bad one. Yeah,
like, she's mean to me. Okay, so now they're talking about Cotillion and like what kind of
decorations
and like favors and stuff, and then Mal's eyes turn green
because Mal's not, you know, adapting well.
No, she's struggling
to be engaged.
Like, no, you're 16 years old. You are a child.
Now you're a child.
You are a child. Ben's back. And hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben. And all the girls are, hi, Ben. And Jane, which is Fairy Godmother's daughter.
They're making a surprise for Mal. Oh, my God.
Which it's very pretty because it's like her with her purple dress and her purple hair. And he wants it to make sure that it has the green eyes. Oh God, this guy ridiculous.
He's such a clown, this guy.
So Chad is back, Prince Charming's son from the first one, and he is just
so full of himself. Like,
which I will tell you, I am bothered by this.
Okay, keep talking.
Because he's supposed to be Prince Charming and Cinderella's son. So to make the fact that like the egocentric, like airhead guy that he's Cinderella's kid bothers me because she's my favorite princess. But now so he's apparently still hung up on Audrey and stuff from the first one. There I love that line, not a lot of there. The interaction between Doug Dopey's son and Evie is just
they're adorable. So oh my God, they're so stinking cute.
Because it's amazing that she's found the person that's not after her for her looks. Mm-hmm. Yet that's what like she thought was the only thing around.
She just found out how much money she's earned from making gowns for all the princesses, all the girls. Are they all princesses? No, they can't be.
Not everyone's a princess, like, because, well, like Mulan's daughter.
Right, well, she's not a princess, but I mean, like.
And then.
But like, wouldn't Snow White's kid be a princess? Oh well, no, Snow White's
daughter. Well, that was the whole thing. Like, some of them have their own little. They do have mini kingdoms in Ordon.
Okay, but Ben is king of all of Ordon.
Yes, because I don't know how, they don't explain how it happened, but Beast and Belle united all the fairy tale land and created Ordon.
Belle's cunty, so like we all know that Belle's cunty.
So she's like, listen, bitches. So
she's like, this is what's gonna happen.
Or he's gonna beast out again.
Yeah, like we can't have that. We need to keep that shit under wraps.
And Ben's a little needy here, but it's also him being cute, and he's buying Mal like
a scooter. Lots of gifts. It's such a cute scooter too. It's purple.
Yeah.
Doesn't ogre like cheese puffs?
Taking me on a picnic with all my family.
I can't get over the size of her lips.
Yeah, it looks like she's had like, some like.
She's definitely had fillers. There's no way you don't get that little like dimple right in the middle of your lip without fillers.
I like that little interaction. What about class? She multitasks.
Yeah.
She dabbles. She dabbles. And then now we're at the fencing
arena. Fencing practice.
For the boys' fencing team. That's it.
And what's his name? Jay?
Jay is captain.
He is the captain. And Carlos is also on the team.
Yes. And they're
love all the like acrobatics, like the flips and the jumps in the air. And
I've never seen fencing like this.
Yeah, no, me neither. Well, this is like sword fighting more than fencing.
Oh, and who is that who has now appeared?
A new person. A new person. Get him, Jay. Get him. So now they're fighting. Jay and the mystery person are fighting, super choreographed.
And the mystery person's really good.
And doing handstands and cartwheels, or one-handed cartwheels, not a handstand.
Oh, yeah.
Do it, boo-boo, do it.
Yes, because Jay's name is Boo Boo Stewart.
In real life, his name is Boo Boo.
Who are you? Oh, it's Lonnie, Mulan's daughter.
Oh,
yeah. Put me on the team.
And here comes Chad.
And here comes Chad. Stupid rules.
He's such a masculine prick.
He's a hater. Which again, why does he have to be Cinderella's kid? It's kind of annoying me. The team must be
comprised of eight men.
A captain and eight men. So they're down a man, and now Jay's being good.
He's trying really hard to be good. Yeah. You can't fault him for trying to be good. Yeah, her mom wouldn't have lost the war if she didn't break rules.
Because
she's right.
Yeah, because she dressed up like a dude.
And she dressed up a bunch of dudes like girls.
Mm, true. Oh, God, Carlos.
Oh, he's so stinking cute. I can't stand it. Like, that blonde hair is, like, that white hair.
Cause it's horrible.
It's horrible. It's but it works on him. Maybe because, like...
No, it's just he's so endearing because he's talking to Jane because he has a crush on her, but he just doesn't know how... He doesn't know how to tell her, and she is so oblivious to a boy liking her.
Well, she's so, like, wrapped up in planning cotillion that she can't see past her nose. Like, she can't see past planning, and this is what I'm doing, and this is what's happening, and it's just,
which I'm kind of glad, because like if you see her hair, because she has like pretty long hair again, so obviously her and Mal made up, and she like, and Mal fixed her hair again. His little face, it's like my
butt. He's so, I know, it's like a little baby face, but he does have like really great cheekbones.
He's a, like, and he like, he's adorable, but like, and the hair is horrendous. It is so bad.
It's horrendous, but I kind of like it on him. But on him, like, I know it's awful.
It gets worse. Like, it's like, just, and the wig work is, again.
Is it a wig?
Well, like, it has to be, because his hair grows like that. Because he was in Jesse, and he has like really curly hair.
They could straighten it.
Like a flat iron? We don't flat iron boys. Oh my goodness.
Her mom's ringtone is amazing.
Yeah. Well, you keep talking.
Okay. Well, Mal just like barged into Carlos and Jay's room because she's like hiding. Because she doesn't want to be lady of the court. And I don't know what to say talking about myself. Her eyes are turning green again. So she's like having evil feelings because she's repressing her evilness. So yeah.
Don't you ever miss screaming at people and just making them run away from you?
She misses being really mean to people. Like she misses screaming at people and making them run away and being scared of her because she's evil and she's really struggling. And I'm struggling, Christy. I'm struggling. Why are you struggling? Because I don't know how to talk to myself.
Yes, it's easy. I talk to myself all the time. Well,
I don't
want to spill the wine.
But I'm so crazy.
I love it. Okay, so why is Chad breaking in?
I guess they have like a 3D printer in their room.
Who has a 3D printer in your room?
Carlos, like, and Jay, they have a 3D printer in their room.
Can I use your 3D printer?
They have magic. Like, true. This is a land of magic.
Chad is so, like, oblivious.
But no, he's not oblivious. He just wants to use their 3D printer, and he has, like, a key to their room, and he keeps, like, breaking into their room.
Which he printed off last time he was there while they were sleeping.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all. Right.
I offended by this.
Yeah, he's offended that they ask him to leave the key. Yeah, be mad and slam the door, dum-dum. Poor Mal. She's trying to be like someone she's not. For her love.
For her love.
For her love.
So she used her powers and made him a truth gummy so that he can man up and talk to Jane.
Yes, and ask her to cotillion.
Are you sure that you want to be safe with us? Because this is going to make you say the truth all the time, no matter what. And the only reason that I'm asking is because I know that if I took this right now, I would get myself sent back to the aisle. Which, it's not that that sounds super nice to feel like, but, you know.
Take my chance. And the dog just ate the truth gummy. And now the dog can talk. That's all this movie Ninja. Was missing. Was talking animals. Give me a more.
So, okay, this is the dog asking to scratch his butt, Sophie, which is amusing.
Where
are
you going, mommy? You going to sit with Titi?
Okay. Good, we got it. We're good.
We're there for like 2 minutes. Okay. I don't know.
We have a little visitor.
Yeah.
So
Sophie's crashing our movie night.
And now arrives my oddly inappropriate attraction. I'm sorry. He is of age. I looked it up.
It is Hook's son. This Harry. Is a new character. So Harry. And he's going to Ursula's Fish and Chips.
You'll take it how I make it.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. And he has this like. He amazing. Has a hook. No, but he has a hook. But he had this like amazing like black, red, and white pirates getup, which
Christy's a sucker for black, red, and white.
I really am, first and foremost. And it's like the pirate crew is hanging out here.
Yep. At Ursula's Fish and Chips.
And the hook is gone. Oh. So, and now
say my name.
Well, and now you know the hook is just for look because he's got both hands.
Yeah, he took the hook off to eat. And now here comes the next musical number. They're throwing food at the TV because Mal's on TV and they think she's a traitor because she went to Auradon and left them all in the aisle.
Yes. And I really, really love this girl's braids.
Yes. Uma. Her hair is amazing. It's like teal and gray, and it's like braided all the way down to like her waist.
And because we know, because of just like all the promotions and stuff like that, she's Ursula's daughter. So it does look like very tentacly.
It
like
does.
She left it at Sandbox, and then she said that you could have the shrimp.
And she doesn't like Mal because Mal called her shrimpy.
And left them because he only took over. He only took them. Everybody else got to stay in the aisle.
He only took the four. He took Evie, Mal, JJ, and Carlos, and left everybody else behind.
Ooh, what's my name? Uma.
Shrimpy.
Uma. What's my name? What's my name?
Uma. Uma.
Hands on deck. Can they hear it?
I can turn it up.
Well, I don't know if am I about to be done with the kids?
The kids, what? Yeah, we can hear it.
Yeah. Okay.
I put my headphones on.
What's my name? What's my name? Say it loud. I have to give this song is like a great little beat to it.
It is. It's great, and it's very like Rihanna-esque.
My name, what's my name?
My name is Mommy, apparently.
What's it and say? It's your name is Mommy. That's what your name is.
It's Mommy, and they call it all the time.
Uma, you want to see him?
But I love Uma's costume. It's like, it's purple, and it's blue, and her boots are amazing.
She really does look like she could be an octopus.
She reminds me of, in Pirates.
Okay.
Of the movie, The Pirates of the Caribbean. What's the one?
Yes. Oh.
The one that's an octopus.
Yes.
She reminds me so much of him.
Yeah.
Because the way her hair moves, they did a fantastic job with her whole look. I feel like. Yeah. And her blue eyeliner is not as annoying as
Evie's, like, bright blue
Evie's.
One.
Yeah. Well, because Evie's is her lashes, too.
Yeah,
it's
that's
too much.
It's too much. Like, I don't know why that look was chosen for this one.
I don't understand.
What's it? Say it. Say it. Oh, God.
Oh, Christy's boo just took off his jacket.
Come on, that line is amazing. I never learned to count because I'm number one.
That's true. If you don't have to go past one, why learn the other numbers?
I love this kid. I really do love this kid. And it's okay because he's 24. He's not an adult. He's not like really old, but he's legal.
And young, it's still old enough that it's not weird if he tries to date you, Christy.
Listen. Yeah, and he's Scottish.
He's Scottish.
Nothing sounds bad in a Scottish accent.
No, of course not. I can take a picture of sleeping Sophie over here with Christy.
And this is how I podcast.
Yeah, she was just like, no. She walked right past me.
Walked right.
And laid down with TT Christy. Well, I'm fine with it.
As a parent, you just, okay.
As long as she's sleeping, I don't give a fuck where she sleeps.
What's my name? What's my name? For the power. What's my name? What's my name? Yep. Wow. She's got an amazing, like, voice to her.
She does. She has a great voice. She's a great dancer. She's a great dancer.
Yeah. Well, she's a Disney, like, she's a Disney kid. Yeah. She's from Ant Farm. A-N-T.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Farm. Yeah. Well, apparently, I found out because I've also Googled a bunch on this since it's come out. So if you have any questions, please ask.
Yes, please tweet us.
I have all sorts of random descendants to knowledge. Apparently, Harry Hook is... This is amazing.
The tentacle.
The tentacle of Ursula.
A awful, awful CGI tentacle.
Because and apparently Ursula is a old black lady screaming, these dishes ain't gonna watch herself.
She was an old black lady in the movie too.
But remember her name. Oh, Gil Gaston. Well, no, isn't that Gil Gaston? He's Gaston's kid, Gil. But the kid that plays Harry Hook is apparently a Disney kid too, but apparently it's from a show in the UK called The Lodge on Disney Channel UK. Again,
interesting.
His name is Thomas Daughtry. Daugherty or Daughtry? Daugherty, I think. Because I Google, because I had to find out how old he was.
A lot.
I had to find out how old he was.
Because Christy has questions.
This important thing you have to find out is the age.
Yeah, that is very important.
Before you have inappropriate thoughts, you have to verify the age. So now we're at like the Enchanted Pond area, I guess, again. And Mal and Ben are having like a romantic lunch, apparently, with all his favorite foods that she has made for him.
This is amazing.
Can I surprise you?
Oh, yeah, you surprised me.
She's trying so hard. She really is.
She really is. You have to give her credit for trying. Even if she is using her spell book, you have to give her credit for trying. Thank God. Ben is like telling her all this stuff, like how thankful he is that she's trying. Okay, mi amor.
He's got a tissue.
I know. He has a wipey, scares me.
But, they are cute together.
They really are. Well, they're good looking people.
Well, yeah, that too.
Like, it doesn't.
And they do look cute together. Like, they're a cute little couple.
Do you have a napkin or something?
I do.
It is kind of amusing, though, that every article of clothing that Ben owns has the crest on it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, he found her spellbook. Oh, no. Speed reading spell. Blonde hair spell.
Cooking spell.
Which, what I find funny is, though, she's marked the three spells, I guess, that she uses often.
Yeah.
How many times does she have to use the blonde... like hair spell. I figured that would be like a one and
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I thought it would be like a one time thing, but maybe like as it grows, maybe her hair naturally is dark.
Maybe.
Just to do her roots. And we have to touch up our roots. Why wouldn't she have to touch up her roots? Like, that's a thing. That is a thing.
Well, and the cooking spell, she just did it this one time, so I'm like, no,
but maybe she does it all the time. I mean, who knows?
Believe me, I know that.
Why are you doing this?
He's mad at her for using magic to keep up with all her crap.
But you know,
she's not a pretty pink princess, Ben.
Doesn't he understand this?
I'm a big fake, okay?
Aw. No, Mal, you're not a fake.
This is fake.
She's trying.
Take this feast, this sumptuous meal, return it back to what is real.
Boom. Do you
want to?
This is who I really am.
Missy's here.
Okay, so they just had a fight, and we're going to pause real quick, and then we will continue. So please hold.
Oh, wait, pause first.
Pause the movie.
And pause. And pause. Wait, and we're back. And
now
we're back.
Now we're back. Okay, so as we said before the break, they are in the Enchanted Lake, and they just had a big giant fight, and now everybody's all sad, and there's depressing music.
And we know this because the music exactly is sad.
The music has a sad tone.
And now, oh, she's back in her aisle clothing,
yes,
which is
in
10
her
times
leather and her studded jacket.
10 times better.
Oh, of course. Well, not going to lie, that white sparkly dress and the mint dress she was just wearing were really, really cute.
But see, for you, that's because you're like the pretty princess.
That's true. I am the pretty pink princess.
And I'm the, I want leather and studs. And if I could walk around all day in leather and studded anything.
It's just too hot to be in leather.
That's the problem. I don't live in the appropriate location.
No, we don't. And now she's in her pretty pink scooter.
It's purple.
It is purple. But the boots, I love the boots with the big chunky heels. No,
the shoes in general, this entire show.
I did. Think of that. Okay, she busted out the spell book again.
Yeah, because you can get into the aisle.
Yes, you can't get off of the aisle.
yeah.
But I love this part. The animation is so fucking
cheesy. So bad.
It's so bad. But she's on her little, it's a moped, and she just like enchanted the moped to go over the water.
Oh yeah, with little sparkly greenness.
And it's bouncing over the water over to the aisle. But like it's literally bouncing. Like it goes up and then it hits the water like a jet ski almost.
Yeah.
But with sparkles.
With sparkles, with green sparkles. Oh, and
up in
she's
the aisle.
In.
She's in the aisle.
And just causing havoc through the bazaar.
Just, like, running over people.
And oh, what do we hear in the background? Don't rot into the core. Because we're back on the aisle, so now we're back to the old music.
Yes. Yes.
God, I love this movie. Oh, look at her all badassy with her little... I really do like this Mal 2.0, I guess, because it's not the same outfit from the first one.
It's not. It is like, it's more of like a like a cutoff jacket. It's not a long jacket. She's got like really cute like chain belts.
It seems like it would be, I guess, like a belly dancer-ish?
Kind of. It does have that like belly dancer vibe to it. Yeah. It's really cute. So
we're back in Ordon.
We're in King Ben's office and he's working.
It's
working hard. Work, bitch.
I like how, please ask Lumiere to call me. So Lumiere is his like assistant.
Yeah.
Okay. Mal and Evie has walked in and Evie looks badass. I've got to give her credit.
She does. I love her look.
This outfit is insane.
She has like a satin high-low dress and she has a red leather studded jacket.
And those shoes.
Yeah, everything. And well, she's a clothing designer now. So, I mean, she has to look good. And I like her tiaras and her accessories. And she's giving Ben the rose ring back.
And saying, guess, like, she's gone.
Mal's gone.
Yeah, like, those eyelashes are bad.
Bonkers. Like, every time they showed her, I really want to like her. I think she's so beautiful. And she has such a great...
Sophia Carson is gorgeous.
Her name is Sophia.
Sophia. I adore this jacket that she's wearing. Like,
it's
I would buy that
jacket. I would too. It's a great jacket.
Ben wants to go to the aisle to get her.
You'll never find her, Ben.
You can't go to the aisle.
Dramatic hair flip. You have to take me back to the aisle.
Are you sure? Yeah. There's like a weird... And I get it, she's the best friend, but there's like a weird chemistry between Evie and Ben.
Well, I mean, she's not blind. Like, Ben is cute, and he's not blind either. She's gorgeous.
Like, there's like a little chemistry.
Chemistry?
Química.
I was like, chemistro, that's not correct.
No, chemistro is not correct.
Chemistro sounds like when you're drunk and you can't remember to speak Spanish. Hey, Stephanie.
Look, and so she's went to Lady Tremaine's curl up and die. How awesome is that? Oh
my God, that name is so perfect. I love, like, these little details are so perfect.
And Lady Tremaine, hello, Cinderella.
Cinderella's evil stepmother. But this salon is so freaking cool. There's, like, neon color everywhere. There's colorful wigs everywhere.
I love this. It's like a little
paint
song.
Splatters. Yeah. I love Dizzy.
And Dizzy. We get to make Dizzy.
So great. She wasn't in the first one, right?
No, because she's on the aisle.
But she works at Lady Tremaine's, and she likes Evie.
She's Evie's little mentee kind of person. Yeah. She's basically, and we find out she is
Lady Tremaine's
granddaughter. She's Drizella, one of the wicked stepsisters'
daughter.
Are they wicked stepsisters or evil stepsisters? Because it's an evil.
I think they're just stepsisters. It's like the evil stepmother.
It's the evil stepmother. So,
and they're just
so wicked. Evil stepsisters
are wicked. They're just awful bitches.
They're bitches.
They are. They rip up Cinderella. You of all people.
I know, but.
Would know that they're like awful people. They rip up Cinderella's dress. They don't let her go to the ball. They're jealous as fuck.
They're super evil
ugly bitches.
But they're evil in the cartoon and like this animation. But like if you watch like the Rodgers and Hammerstein version, like the Brandy version.
I love that movie. That's another.
Oh my God. I love that. I own that VHS.
Of course you do. I recorded it. I had it recorded off the TV on a VHS.
But and they're just
didn't buy me that.
They're just like the pitada.
Yeah, but they're still kind of mean.
Yeah, they are still kind of mean. Well, okay, and so now
Dizzy is gonna do Mal's hair
because the best statement when she looks at her with the blonde hair with the
oh my God yes. Like you can't tell where your face ends and your hair begins
and she goes washed out,
like she said that and I'm like that is so on point because that blonde was not doing her any favors. Even though I liked like the purple tips because hello purple hair,
yeah, but I don't care.
But like that blonde was not it. No. Really, she just looked like so pale.
And no, and I love the statement that she goes washed out blonde and purple tips, best of no worlds.
Yeah, I love Dizzy's character.
Yes,
and now her hair is like a pinkish purple
fuchsia, and she looks gorgeous.
She does.
Like, because Dove Cameron, the one that plays Mal, is so pale that the purple hair pops. So, hi, boo boo. Not boo 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 boo. Like, Hook's, hi, boo. I'll Hook's go, hi,
son.
Boo.
Hook's son is back.
Hook's son is back.
What is it, Harry?
Harry Hook. Hook me, baby.
Harry Hook sounds dirty.
Harry Hook. He can hook me whenever he wants.
Oh,
that
my.
Sounds dirty. He's stealing money from Dizzy because he's evil. But now, him and Mal.
Well. Mm-hmm. Why bother wearing a shirt when it's that ripped up? I didn't notice that the first time.
It really isn't like a useless
shirt.
It's
like 90% whole. Like there's no fabric. It's 90% whole.
But do you notice like the first scene he has no eyeliner. Now look at him now. There's a little bit of eyeliner. And by the end
he has like Captain Hook level eyeliner, but like Captain Hook from Once Upon a Time.
Yeah. They have such like sexual tension between them.
Well, aren't they dating now in real life?
Well, in real life, they're dating.
That explains. Ew, he just ate her chewed up gum because she tried him.
Yeah, she tried him.
She tried him. He was like threatening her with his prosthetic hook.
And he's like, will Uma let you? And he's like, oh, fuck you. More sweet. She's so cute.
She really is. Like her sarcasm.
And now everybody's going to the aisle.
Yes. And the dressed up Ben Isle style.
Nice, I like that.
Isle style. Is this dying?
Are we done?
No.
Oh, okay. We're good. I got scared.
I'm going to put the headphones on so I can hear if the battery
dies. Oh, okay, good. Well, I can give you like a little backstory, which I just recently found out, if you want to hear it.
Well, before we do that, like the kids are getting in the limo. They're taking Ben's limo.
Because they're going to the aisle.
Because it's a magical limo and it can drive over water. Well, not drive over water. Like they have a magical bridge. It's like a magical golden bridge.
So apparently, like I read that they did an interview and Dove Cameron said that Kenny Ortega worked with her and Thomas Dowry, the one that plays Harry Hook.
Okay.
And apparently there's a backstory to Harry and Mal.
Oh yeah.
That apparently like they may have like
dated on the aisle
and cool. He still resents the fact that she left him. So that's why he teamed up with Uma.
That makes sense.
So that's why he's like,
I can get behind that.
But apparently like on the set they talked about like how like people were telling them how much like they would make such a cute couple in real life. And eventually, like, they realize, what?
We should do that.
We should do that. And your Scottish accent is, like, amazing.
We should totes do that.
Yeah. So now we have to chill because, you know, we have to chill on the island.
Oh, yeah. They have to be down low. They have to be on the DL. They have to be on the DL. They have to hide because they can't, like, really announce the fact that the freaking king
is on the aisle.
So they're, like, trying to blend in.
Yeah.
And we're going to
see
They blend in by being as loud as fucking possible.
We have to make sure that
Dramatic hair flip. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to turn around and just be like, because my hair is so fabulous today because I decided to curl it and I didn't burn myself this time. So
it looks amazing. Well, and so... They're used to the aisle. Ben's walking around like stary-eyed schoolboy. He's like, hi, let's say hi to all the bad people.
He's like trying to shake hands with everybody and be friendly and like smiling. So now here comes the next music. I love this song.
This is possibly my favorite, which the first time I heard it, I was like, this is really cheesy.
Granted.
But it grows on you.
Super fucking cheese balls.
Because you gotta be chill.
Parmesan cheese.
You gotta chill like a villain.
Dude, when they said chilling like a villain, I almost fell off the couch. I was like, really? Chilling like a villain? I haven't said that since 7th grade.
And I bet you didn't say it to music.
No.
We can recognize.
And here comes Christy singing.
I apologize to everyone for my shitty voice.
And here comes the choreographed.
Doing back. Cracks. You know, not stare. You need to not stare. Yeah, I can sing this whole song.
Shocker. Like Christy said, she's watched this movie multiple times.
And I actually have the soundtrack as well. Rules. But see, like the chemistry between Sophia Carson and the kid that plays Ben is there.
Are they a couple?
No, at all.
Chilling.
Oh, chilling like a villain. Well, Jeff pointed out to me, because yes, Jeff has watched this as well.
Of course he has. Well,
he's my husband.
In your house. Well, Neri gave me tremendo side eye when he saw me watching this the other day.
Tough. Jeff actually watched it, but
Evie's outfit.
Yes, it looks so good. But Jeff pointed out to me that Carlos, Cameron Boyce, has an amazing, like, he can dance.
Yeah, he can. Oh.
Like, he's got, like, rhythm.
I like this part. They're standing on the banister. And they're like dancing on the banister. That takes talent. Like it takes balance, which I don't have because I almost fell off my kitchen bench today.
Good job.
Graceful take AF.
It. If you can't take it, break it. I love that line. I don't know why. You can't not be yourself. It's such a cute song.
It really is a cute song. Yeah. And I like the choreography.
Make the rules.
No.
So when you catch this feeling... When you catch this feeling, you'll be chilling. Oh, chilling like a villain.
Ben caught on.
Oh, now he has rhythm.
Yes, he has. Well, he caught the choreography.
The chilling bug. You know, not giving it my best shot. It's hard being what I'm not.
I love Carlos so much.
He's so adorable.
I want to put him in my pocket and take him everywhere. He's such a cutie.
I don't know how Cameron... But mind you, that Cameron Boyce's character, like, It's because what he's doing with Carlos.
Yeah.
Because, again, I'm an adult and I watch Disney Channel. So I watch him on Jesse. But look, watch Carlos's rhythm in this.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
He had, like, Jeff is the one that pointed it out to me. That,
but, like, it's hard to not watch Sophia.
Well.
Because she's just stunning.
But for him to take your eye is impressive.
Yeah.
But look at her shoes. Look at those shoes.
But, like, all three of them, because...
Boo Boo
can move too, man. Move, Boo Boo, move. Mm.
And Boo Boo's not a dancer.
Dude, we almost met him. Remember, like, yes! We were planning. What was it? Last December.
Where was he?
He at the falls. At he the was falls. At a local mall. He was doing like a meet and greet at the mall here. And me and Christy were like, we have to find a way to go. Like, where can we leave our children? Fuck taking the kids.
No, we need to go meet Boo Boo.
We need to go meet Boo Boo Stewart. And I don't give a fuck. I'll stand in line with the 12-year-olds because.
I will tell you that right now, if Cameron Bryce is somewhere, we're going.
Oh,
I'm
going to
meet
yeah.
Carlos because I want to put him in my pocket.
I want to hug him. Yes. I just want to hug him and be like, ay, pero qué lindo. You're so cute.
But, and Boo Boo Stewart is not an act. Like, he wasn't an actor. He was a stunt guy.
Yeah.
He was actually in...
yeah, he does a lot of, like...
Well, if you haven't recognized him, he's the young werewolf from Twilight.
Ah, see.
The little one. Remember the one that, like, they adopt at the end? I, like, not adopt, but, like, the one that, like, doesn't understand why they hate the vampires?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name right now. Seth. He is Seth from, I'm pretty sure he is Seth from
Can I just
Twilight.
Say real quick, I love, like, their hidden lair on yeah. the aisle. There's a sign that says, caution, flying rocks. And you have to throw a rock at it.
To open it.
To open the door to their secret hideout.
Genius.
On the aisle. I don't know about genius. It's kind of like hiding in plain sight.
When I love their outfits, like if you look at the back of everybody's jacket, like Boo Boo's has the cobra for Jafar and for Jay. And Carlos has like bones
right.
for dog bones. And Evie has the little cape of the evil,
the evil queen.
Evil queen. And of course, because I don't think Ben has anything that doesn't have a freaking.
It has the beast crest.
The beast crest. Because, you need to dress like you're from the aisle. Let's put the beast
on your back.
Let's put the crest of the Ordon.
And it's
Ordon.
A fucking beast.
At least I don't see a picture of me with horns.
Okay. So Ben has walked in now to talk to Mal, to have like a serious conversation.
To have a heart-to-heart.
I cannot take this conversation seriously.
Mal, I'm so sorry about our fight.
Because her lip filler.
Oh my God. When I watched the movie the first time, every time she spoke or opened her mouth.
And this scene is the worst one because it's all face close-ups.
Yeah, I cannot keep my eyes off of her lips. They're just so big and pouty.
It's the Merlot.
Okay. It's so big and pouty. It's just, and it's so pink. Like the color they put, the lip cut, the makeup is on point. Her makeup.
Oh no, her flawless.
But her lips are so big. I just can't.
It's not that they're big. It's that dimple in the middle.
Yeah, it's the little crease right in the middle, which is, I mean.
Well, people pay for this.
Well, obviously she did, because that's not natural.
No.
Like, she has naturally plump lips, but those are extra. Like, yeah. They're extra plump.
No, she looks insanely amazing.
Plumpy.
With the, now, right now, this close-ups of her beauty makeup is insane. And with the right color hair and cut.
Yeah, I can't fault Disney, especially with this movie. Like, they did a phenomenal job. The only thing that irks me is the blue lashes.
I think that was a little too
it's
far.
The blue lashes. Had they stuck with the blue liner and just did black lashes, perfect. It would have been perfection. But the blue lashes is just a
Yeah, they went too far.
Just a teensy bit.
It was too extra.
It was just a teensy bit over the line. But Mal, stunning. Her makeup is I can't. Like, it's just so
And the thing
pretty.
Is, you also have Sophia Carson and Dove Cameron, who are beautiful.
You can cover them in tar and feathers and they would look stunning.
Yeah.
But they did a great job. But even Ben's makeup, because we know that Ben is wearing makeup.
Yeah.
His skin is flawless.
Yeah, and Harry Hook's makeup looks great.
Well, we all know Christy loves Harry Hook's makeup.
But so Mal has now
broken
Ben's heart, basically, but for the good of Ordon in
yes,
her
because
mind.
She thinks that she can't keep up and she's not the right fit. And I mean, good for her for realizing it and for being honest and for saying, like, I can't be that girl. Like, I can't fill that role for you.
And now Ben's going to walk away all sad.
And
nobody realizes he's leaving by himself.
These three dum-dums are like, we got to protect him. And then, but let's turn our backs.
Okay. This scene right here.
Oh my God. I just noticed Uma in the background. Yeah.
So here's my thing with that. Uma's picture's in the background. And there's a red painted X
on the wall.
So I'm like, she spent the time to make the painting.
But I feel like maybe they were friends before.
Okay. Okay. So I'll give you that.
Probably like all of their faces are in there. Now I have to look for it and not look
at me. Hi, baby. Look, more eyeliner.
It's gorgeous.
It looks like his eyes.
Yes. Look at those eyes.
But he, like, if you do watch it progressively,
it gets darker.
Oh, and take him to the chip shop. Oh, we nicked him. So,
I love
the
jacket.
The pirates have taken Ben because these three dum-dums have just ignored the fact that he just walked away.
You a toro hey.
I love the fact that he goes, oh, what happened to Ben? We nicked him. And he's just like plays up.
But he has a Jack Sparrow quality.
And I think that's what he actually said that he did watch Hook.
The Robin Williams one?
Yes. And Dustin Hoffman does play Hook
parody
a little flamboyant.
Okay.
So I guess, and I'm sure every child of the generation looks at, I'm a pirate.
Jack Sparrow. But Jack Sparrow is a great pirate.
No, I'm not putting one, but I'm sure. So there's a combination of Dustin Hoffman as this is your father.
Right. And then Jack Sparrow as your
pirate inspiration.
Pirate inspo.
So,
oh man, I love Uma.
Uma is
FYI, if you guys haven't picked up on this from like the 40 other podcast episodes that we've done, The Little Mermaid is Cinderella is Christie's like ace in the hole, and Little Mermaid is mine.
Mao looks fucking badass just standing there with the whole look. The whole look is perfection right now.
I kind of wish her hair was a little bit longer though. Just like an inch or two longer.
Okay, I can give you, but
with and not so blunt, with more like PC edges. It would give her a little more edge. But I love her look.
Uma's attitude. This girl, China. It's China and McCain. I think is her last name.
Yeah, McCain is her last name because it reminded me of Die Hard.
I'm ashamed to say it reminded me of Die Hard. She delivers this insane performance because she is
fantastic.
Perfectly, like, a little wicked, a little crazy. She has a perfect little life. And they really, again, they did amazing with this, like, dragged out of the bottom of the water, octopus, like,
yeah, no,
everything like, is.
Of all of the fantasy colored hair, Uma's is the best. Mm-hmm. It is the fucking best. The braids, the navy blue, the black, the gray, the teal, like all of it. It works so freaking well. They're so long. And like every time she moves, they're so fluid. Like,
no, it's perfect.
It is. It's perfect. Her hat, everything. Her look is just fantastic.
And the way she does those little like, don't you know what I'm like right now? She's going to arm wrestle for Ben. And she goes, don't you know what I get if I win? Like that little change of like sweetness.
Yeah.
It's like it goes from I'm a badass to
they're arm wrestling for Ben. By the way. Well. Like just in case you're not watching along with us, they're arm wrestling for Ben.
And in the background, do you hear it? Do you hear the song? It's coming.
Ooh, shrimpy. I love all her starfish jewelry. Yeah.
Oh, like, well, that's
all
the best.
Little starfish accents. Ooh, those green eyes.
Oh, she's got her green eyes pumping. And distraction. Boom. Lost.
Shrimpy won.
But if you notice throughout the whole thing, all of them, their jewelry is reminiscent of the character.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Because
I'm sorry, like I said it before, Disney does the detail.
The deets.
Sorry.
It's all from
I'm not
from,
hip.
From Descendants 1 from Kristen Chenoweth. It's all about the deets, Mal.
That's who I'm missing in this movie.
Yes.
Is Kristen Chenoweth.
She's the Look at Evie's outfit. How
it's perfect. It's perfect. I feel like we're missing Stephanie. We're missing the.
Yeah, we're missing. Yeah,
you and I are just like fawning all over this.
And Stephanie would be like, "Y'all are wrong." But look, they have. If you just noticed, like on the wall, it said "Down with the Beast."
Oh my god, it did. I didn't see that. But look, it's I like behind those Carlos. Blue roses. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Down with the Beast.
I love this little conversation. She's like, "Your hair looks amazing." By the way, she goes, "Yes, isn't it? Disney did it." She goes, "It's so light."
I like. I there. It's. They, I love those little moments between them, like those girlfriend moments. Yeah.
And how the boys just go, girls, focus. And I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, sorry.
I like how the boys always, like, bring them back down. Like, guys, pay attention.
Oh, Dizzy. Evie's so happy to be there.
I love Dizzy. I love her.
It was
a
genius character.
She really was. Perfect addition. I don't know why, but Dizzy kind of reminds me of Sophie a little bit.
She's just like
my daughter, Sophie.
She's like an adorable, loving.
Like, she's just like, I love her style. Like, I feel like her dress is something my Sophie would wear. And it's just so cute. And I like how she has like, all, she makes accessories. She makes jewelry.
It's just
and stuff.
Amazing. Hair flip.
Dramatic hair. Like, maybe because it's a wig, you have to work harder to move it. Like, I don't. It's this is not. This is a good way to throw out your neck. Like
if you're gonna, if you're gonna like knock over the wine if you I keep this up. Like your hair just like grazed the wine bottle, and I was like,
we need to do a boomerang for Instagram later. Like, do you have boomerang here?
Do I have boomerang? Oh!
Just okay, tell me just 1, 2, 3 and I'll flip my hair.
Okay, ready.
This is a very behind the scenes. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Wait, what happened? Let's see. No, I just got the end. So okay, we'll do it again. So I have to start and then you go. Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. No, do it again.
Okay. I'm gonna go on 2.
Go on 2. 1.
This is such a riveting
1
riveting
two.
Podcast.
1, 2.
Nope, do it again. No, do it it's again. Also blurry. Wait, my bra's falling off.
This
you guys,
difficult.
This is fucking awful. It is. Like, that's why I take 1,000 of the kids.
Boomerang is difficult.
Yeah.
Ready?
1, 2, 3. Nope.
Nope.
I'll go on 3.
Okay. Okay. 1, 2. Oh,
we did it! High five, Christy.
High five.
Let me save it before I accidentally do
okay.
it. We have to do that.
So,
okay, so the boys came back to Auradon. They're packing up supplies because, Uma wanted the wand. She wanted Fairy Godmother's wand. So they are 3D printing a fake copy.
Good job. And Chad.
Chad happened to be in their room.
Because he was making a 3D
Chad doll.
Chad doll.
I want a Vanessa doll. I feel like that would be really fun to play with. Cause then I can dramatic hair flip with it.
Yeah, and we just saw that Lonnie, Mulan's daughter.
Eavesdropping.
Was eavesdropping, so she now knows what's going on.
Yes, she is aware of the scheme afoot.
Yeah, and the girls are using the chemicals from the
salon.
Salon's curl up and dye.
Dramatic hair flip.
Dramatic hair flip.
Dramatic hair flip.
And Evie's matching outfits.
Yeah, Evie's is like taking accessories
because she's the designer, but Dizzy
she's
is
the dress
the,
designer. Yeah,
but Dizzy is the accessories.
Right.
She's so cute.
She
and
really is.
So like her exact like
dude. I would so wear her glasses.
Her set glasses are well. I wear like rhinestone-y glasses as it is.
Oh, but her
so
glasses are purple.
I will take. Even more exaggeration. I'm all for it.
I love this shape. It's like a big cat eye.
I bought big black ones. I don't know where they are.
Oh, that's always good.
I lost them. Huh?
Donde?
I'm not sure what happened.
We are a mess. Aww. This is a mess, you guys. I'm
this
so sorry. I really hope
you guys are enjoying this.
Yeah,
because I'm
I was
actually
just
having
gonna
a really
say,
good
I
time.
I hope this is entertaining. I know there's like some long pauses, but this is our first time doing Mama's Watch Movies. If you guys have any like tips or suggestions about Mama's Watch Movies, if there's something you want us to watch,
yes.
You know, you can always email us, Mama's a Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. And now.
Okay, wait. Because we've seen this before. Prepárate, Vanessa, prepárate. Okay, this is possibly the worst part of this.
But it's the worst part because of the choreography.
It is. Because the song
is great.
It's beautiful.
The song is great.
Okay, so Evie is in her whole thing that she's just, I mean, Mal is in her whole thing that she just cannot.
She's all up in her feelings.
Yeah, she can't. She's not going back to Ardon. She's just not that type of person. She can't keep pretending. And she's telling
she
Evie.
She wants to stay on the aisle. Yeah. Pretty much.
And she knows that Evie, since day one, has wanted to be an Ardon. She's wanted to be a princess in a castle.
Right.
So she basically, this is when they're having the conversation. And now they're going to have their moment of, no matter where we are, we're still friends.
Yes. They're like, we're best friends forever.
Best friends forever. But Kenny.
Boo boo.
I don't know where you were.
Flying rock.
But I don't know what happened in this choreography. It went from good to
so
uncomfortable.
And not uncomfortable.
But
not even uncomfortable. It's just like, it's too romantic.
Yes.
For a friend thing. Like,
right here, we're okay. We're okay.
Right, because there's like 3 feet in between them.
Like, they're having their moment.
This is another part where I couldn't stop staring at her lips.
Yes.
Because, like, you can see, like, the ridges on the inside. It's not, it's too much, Dove. Too much.
The song is gorgeous, and their voices. Because they both are beautiful. Beautiful singers.
They are. But it's a little too romantical.
Oh, there we go. And the little flashback.
Yes,
is cute.
I love the
flashbacks.
Which,
by the way, how young do they look?
I know. They look like little babies.
I didn't realize how
much
different
they had changed. Yeah, they changed a lot from the first movie to this movie. They look so much more grown up
yes.
in this movie. But it's also been, what, 3 years?
That's why I think it's been at least... Well, remember, even if it was released maybe last year, they probably filmed
between
it.
Between production and editing and all that stuff. But, like, again, the song is gorgeous. It's super motivational. I love, like,
the meaning
lyrics.
Behind it.
Yeah, I love them and the feeling.
Now that...
But this whole, like, forehead tap... Like, Chrissy, I love you, I'm not forehead tapping you
while we sing. And I'm not walking into, like, the same, like, room that you're in. Like, I'm not walking from different ends of the room
to meet
in the middle.
And then holding hands.
See, and this is...
Okay. Another standing in front of a mural of all four of them.
Yeah. See, and, like, even this moment is okay, but then it gets a little, like, starey awkward.
Yeah, I get it.
Right there. Okay, now, I'm okay with this.
The hug is fine.
It just... It feels a little like they could have choreographed it totally differently.
Yeah, just, like, just a little space. Give a little more space between them.
They need a little bit more space
between. They just needed a little more space in between. Like, that's all.
Which, by the way, and now we're back with the boys and
the wand is done.
Best 3D printer in the entire world.
Seriously, because it colors it too. Well, it's magic.
It's magic. It's a magic 3D printer. We're going to go with the fact that it's a magic 3D printer.
Well, there's magic in this universe, so we do have to accept that the 3D printer can also paint.
Oh, that's right. Dude speaks.
Yes, the dog talks.
I love the fact that he goes, no, you stay. Love you, buddy. Okay, this interaction right now.
Dopey's looking for Evie. Dopey's son is looking for Evie. Doug.
Evie, I want to live in a castle. Sleeping on the ground with no place to plug in.
She could have had an air mattress.
No, she's
could
like,
have had an air mattress.
Of all the... Where is Evie? She went camping.
Well, when you let boys lie, like, they don't do a good job.
No, because... Really, Evie camping.
Yeah, no. They could have said, like, she went to the store.
She had to go to,
she
like,
had to go
dress
to the next
convention.
Town over.
She really got caught up buying fabric.
Yeah, like, she's on Amazon, because I'm pretty sure these people have Amazon. They have iPads. They have Amazon.
It's not Amazon Prime. It's Amazon, like, Meshic. What happened?
I forgot I have to buy something for tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
Prime now, baby.
And now we're back on the aisle. Oh, and Lonnie made the boys take her because she was eavesdropping.
Oh, yeah.
And now, again, hi, Harry Hook. And how much eyeliner do we have on now?
So much.
And not only eyeliner, we have eyeshadow now.
Yes.
And she's he's messing with Ben because, again, if the backstory works, he would have issues with Ben because he is jealous of Mal.
Yep.
Said, I could hook him.
Chrissy, seriously. One too many times, boo-boo.
Oh, fact. But it's okay. I don't think it's not only eyeshadow that he has on, but it's like shittily put on eyeshadow.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. It's just. It looks like a boy did it.
Yeah, like it's like
he just like kind of stuck his finger in the black and kind of like
he's like, I need more drama in my life here.
Yeah. So now
those arms. I'm sorry.
But for real,
they are fucking amazing. I'm sorry.
His teeth are really nice too. I like nice teeth.
He's a good looking boy.
He is a good looking boy. Well, there's not like one ugly dude in this movie.
They are all of age.
They are. It's all legal. We're allowed to ogle.
Yep. Well, and this is like when you realize that like Uma's talking to Ben and you see that Uma has on the seashell necklace from Little Mermaid. Now, you don't know what it's doing, what it's going to do, how it's going to play in, but it's there. And Ben is not dumb. He's having a very genuine conversation with Uma. All right. But he doesn't seem to understand that there is bad in people. He really isn't good at that. And he's going to try to, like, work having a conversation with Uma, and it's just not working. But the way that China plays this is genius. When you brought Mal, he flowers from Jade Oregon. This is mad as I've ever been in my life. This is like a good little scene. I really appreciate like
I never thought of it like that before.
Cause only Ben and his like goody two shoes self would like actually feel bad while being tied up to a pole. And realize, oh yeah, I may have done what's wrong.
All right,
and we're gonna pause,
take a breather,
right before the big, like.
You're a leader, like we're in the last third of the movie. We're in a home stretch, people.
So we're gonna take a quick break.
All right,
be back.
Hold.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, I'm tipsy and full. This is great.
All right, here we go.
And we're back.
Thanks for holding.
Nah.
Okay, so like we said before the pause, which for you lasted all of 5 seconds, Uma has captured Prince Ben, and they're talking. And Prince Ben
is, King Ben.
Sorry, King Ben. Excuse me. The wine is getting to my
brain.
See,
she says, let's see what this puppy can do about the necklace, but...
Can I just, like, for continuity's sake, that necklace broke in the movie, in The Little Mermaid. Like, it shattered. So, unless she has more than one...
Nice job. Okay, continuity purposes, Gaston's dead.
That being. So but how we don't know that. We don't know that. We just see him fall a really long way. And then But we don't know what happens after the.
No, and the best is you really don't know who any of these people's dads are.
Well, some of them we do know the dads, and we don't know the moms.
Well, like, exactly.
We know Jafar is the dad. We know Hook is the. Hook also dies, doesn't he?
Or he falls into the with the TikTok croc again. So I don't know.
TikTok croc chases.
Basically,
him
Lonnie's
away.
The most, you know, known character because we know Lonnie's yeah. mom and dad.
Yeah, we know them. Oh, the dog stowed away. By the way, they're back.
And now we are.
Back
in the
cheesiest community the theater set ever.
Yes. And it's like Pirates of the Caribbean ride, like yeah, to no, the umpteenth like, degree.
It really does look like community theater.
Yeah. And I
it
love
looks like they had to build it after their day job. Like they had to go.
They're here.
Like, hey. I like the party lights, like the string of lights in the middle of
oh,
the ship.
Oh, baby, hi.
Why is he so pretty, Kristen?
I don't know why he's so pretty.
Why?
I love this song. This song gives me a big, like, Panic at the Disco vibe. Jeff thinks that this song is very Hamilton, like, throwing too. Because I it's, like, sing-song rappy that they're trying to build on that.
Dramatic hair flip from Evie.
I'm a little bit bored. The shocks. To pot.
I feel like it's a little, just a little too much. Like, they're like so angry. I'm like, oh, I don't know where all this.
Well, Jeff's like, shh. Oh, wait, no. That Dove Cameron's rap is so white.
Oh, for sure.
Down, let's go. We made a move.
I like that.
It's up to you.
The choreographed dancing that just comes out of nowhere
the
is wand. Always phenomenal.
Almost the king is gone. I know this song by heart.
Really?
Shocker.
Tell me more.
I found. To the ground. What's up? Put them up. Let's go in down.
It's going down and they like get
it's
down.
It's going in. If forget like all the rest that's going on. Freaking the girl playing Uma again, China. Perfection.
Yeah.
Like every step she makes is just perfection. Yeah, Jeff says it shouldn't be situation. It should be situation.
Situation. Hey, Jeffrey.
A recruit can have a demonstration. Oh, hi, Kyrie.
Christy's infatuated. God, he
really
is so pretty.
He's so pretty.
But it's just like, look at the way he looks at her.
I like how Jay comes from the back. Like, get the fuck away from my sister.
Yeah. Chill.
But I love the fact that like Jay walks up.
Yeah, well, he's got her back. He has to physically show that he has her back because he doesn't have a line.
Someone is going down. Want the corn. Or else the king is. But no, let me tell you, the kid that plays Harry, besides being adorable, is. He really like plays it up.
Yeah, he does.
It's going down. Hey, we don't have to goody, goody.
Yeah.
You choose, it's gonna be a lose-lose. There's gonna be a better way. Hey.
I can't, like, this song is just.
This is amazing. Give me a. Gonna give me a chance. Well, not a chance. That's genius. I'm sorry. But, like, okay, this is my favorite part is this little bounce that she does at the end. That Uma does. Cause she goes from like badass to like
yeah, it's like a little shimmy kind of like. Why don't you get a test drive? Oh, so this is like I love it. I love, dude, the freaking dog. I mean, I can't with the fucking talking dog, but the dog.
Now there's a point to the talking dog.
Yeah, well, there was always a point to the talking dog. I just think it was ridiculous. But okay, so basically, like, they came up with this whole big plan because we kind of glossed over it. They came up with a plan to print a fake wand and then, like, distract her, like, throw, like, smoke bombs to get King Ben out. So they were hoping that, but, like, Uma is now making them test the wand.
And she actually says, do something small.
Right, not something, like, huge over the top.
And so they look at the dog, and since Dude showed up, the dog, she's like, okay, we'll make the dog speak.
Does this vest make me look fat? It is the perfect line. Like, it's so silly.
Did anybody have any bacon cookies?
The dog is really cute, though.
Harry. Oh, here comes Jeff's favorite part when Gil, Gaston's son, talks right now.
Tell your mom that Gaston says hi, and also tell your dad that my dad wishes he finished talking to your dad when he had a chance.
Jeff loves that part because it's like, so my dad says, say hi to your mom. Like,
he still misses her. Thirsty ass. So they hand it over the wand, and they're trying to get Ben to leave, and Ben doesn't really know that it's a fake wand.
Set us free.
Yay!
Nope.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Boom. Fake wand. She snapped the wand.
But now here's a question. So,
how does she...
The wand is still a wand. So, if the wand was real and maybe didn't work for Uma, it would still break if she broke... If she, like, tried to break it in half.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it has, like, a safety feature. So that, like, if you're not...
It's an unbreakable wand.
No, but, like, a child lock.
Well, yeah, that's fine. So, like, why does she automatically just, like, bust the wand? It's like, I know they're lying. Pah! It's nowhere in her mind that was horrible CGI.
That water was...
Nowhere in Uma's mind was it like, maybe I can't wield the wand.
Right, maybe she just doesn't have the magic. It's just not within her. Get her. Get her, Mal. Get her.
I like this full, like... Everybody's having full-on
sword fights.
Sword fights.
Yeah, everybody can sword fight. Oh, that hair. Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Well, see, here's like my problem with this part is that not only my problem, but my observation is that China is a better sword fighter than Dove. I feel like like Dove is just doing what she was told to do.
Yeah.
And China's like really into it, like, I'm a fucking sword fighter. Like, I know how to cross a blade. Like, you are clearly not doing it. I love her. Mulan's daughter is really awesome. But this is also, like, a little too...
She's like, haha.
A little too choreographed for my taste. It's like, oh, you're coming to my left. Oh, Taryn. Oh, you're going to come to my right now.
Well, and Taryn. I just adore, like, the moves that Uma does. And when she turns, her braids are just insane.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's dance. Well, and like Jay is fighting with Harry Hook, and theirs are awesome. Like,
yeah. Gil is not a good name for Gaston's son, I feel like. They could have come up with something better. I feel like they wanted a G name.
Yeah.
But
Garrett. Gerard.
Fucking gone with Gary.
Like, Gary Gaston's son. Better than Gil Gaston's son.
Yeah. Gil sounds like he would be Flounder's son.
Yeah.
See, this is like, I get it. They're teenagers. Like, they're not like professional sword fighters, but the choreography for the fight is too dancey and not fight choreography.
I like this, that like Jay throws the freaking
hook
over, and he just like,
it could be his dad's hook.
Granted, but the fact that like he's like, fuck it, I'm jumping into the water to get it. That move right there is
she like
awesome.
Spins around and kind of in slow motion, so you see her braids just go like spread out everywhere. They did a phenomenal job.
She is really good.
Yeah. Or with her extensions. I don't know if they're extensions.
I think they showed like the behind the scenes, like the front braids are hers.
Right.
Just because it would take way too long for her to braid her entire head like that.
Yeah, that seems fair. But it's fucking stunning. Like, I would totally wear that to like Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party.
Oh my god, can we do Descendants? I would die.
I know you would.
I would die. And if Jeff could dress up like Harry Hook, I would probably die.
Oh my god, you would like melt in a puddle.
We would not go out.
Like, oh, you took all that time to get dressed? Okay, take it off now.
Take it off right now. You're in black, red, and white, and leather?
You heard,
let's go.
Jeffrey? You heard? You got an easy night coming up, buddy.
Yup. You just gotta do a lot of, like...
Scottish accent?
He actually can do like a British accent. I don't know if he can do a Scottish one, but he can do a British one.
Well, he needs to do his accent.
Well, Jeff is really good at like accents and stuff.
Jeff is really good at everything. My husband is just the best.
Jeffafa.
That's funny. Bitch, ain't nobody want to say your name.
Oh, yeah. They all look all hangry.
Yeah, eat a burger. You'll feel better. We just ate a burger.
You ate a burger. It was good.
Delicious.
For you, it was seconds. For us, it was a nice burger break.
Yeah, we had a good like half hour break. It was fantastic.
I like how everybody, okay, everybody, let's throw the swords into mm-hmm. the trunk because riding in the car with swords is dangerous.
Yeah, not this giant sword fight with pirates we just had. No. Riding in the back of a limousine. Holding a sword.
Your sword is dangerous.
That's too dangerous.
And oop, Mal left her spell book.
Where was the spell book? Okay, so they just like drove away and like they pan down, the camera pans down, and the spell book is just like on the floor of this alley where they parked this gigantic limousine. Where the fuck? Was it like hiding in her butt? Like, did she have it like tucked into the back of her pants? I don't know.
But the best question is, they made it such a point to show her like popping holes in a box and putting her mom in a box to take with her. Where's her mom?
She's in the secret room in their secret lair.
So she just left her on the aisle?
She just left her on the aisle.
So who's going to feed the lizard?
I don't know. Well, I don't understand about her turning into a lizard. Does she not have the power to like...
No, remember, it says she grew to the size of her heart. So she shrank to the size of her heart. So until Maleficent learns how to love...
Lizards don't love. They're just icky, creepy creatures.
That's why. So she couldn't learn how to love, so she would never grow back. Awful and CGI. They're on the bridge.
This Disney CGI, like Disney movie CGI, made for TV movie Disney CGI, is just... It's god-awful. But they're driving back to Auradon. And that's Cinderella's castle.
Looks like it.
It looks like Cinderella's castle from Disneyland. Disney World, excuse me. Pardon me.
I just noticed Jay has a red, like, stud earring.
Just one. He has such a pretty face.
Boo Boo is adorable.
Hey, Boo Boo.
We're back at Auradon.
Oh, I love this part.
I do love this part.
You know what?
Soup awkward. Like, poor Jane is like...
Jane is like, her whole life is the
planning.
Cotillion, the planning of the cotillion. And now King Ben is like, do you want to cancel? Poor thing is like having a panic attack. So now the girls want to go talk. I love this part.
No.
You guys are always going off in a huddle. Whispering your girl talk stuff or whatever. Jay and I are tired of it.
Jay's like,
I'm not.
No.
Ain't nobody tired of girl talk.
We're your family too.
Aww. Through a lot. Carlos, I want to put you in my pocket.
Seriously, I want to just carry him around in my backpack.
I'm not stopping that now.
With his little dog.
Yes, with the little dog.
Everyone sit.
Lady.
Everyone.
What are you doing? Hi.
She's a whore and wants attention. That's what she's doing.
She's thirsty right now.
I don't know how to start.
I don't know how to start girl talk.
What up?
This part is really cute.
It is.
They have a moment. And they talk to each other and it's really sweet.
I'm such a mess. I mean,
she's a bad girl.
She's really stressing about this, like trying to be like this pretty pink princess.
Her hair is pink.
Best statement. Don't do it.
We're always going to be the kids from the aisle.
They're the kids from the aisle. They're having a very heartwarming conversation and I'm trying to listen, which is why we're not speaking. I like Evie's purse. It's a big heart.
I just like Evie's whole like over accessorized look.
Yeah, the hearts and the crowns and the studs and
And it really is overdone. Like, she is...
She's extra.
She's, a lot extra.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have one thing. Like, she doesn't pass that test that, you know, that you look at the mirror and you're supposed to, like, turn away and, like, the first thing that catches your eye, you're supposed to take it off.
You know, there's like, so many things that catch your eye. Like, you can't just, like... There's too many things. There's too many things.
Like... I like how Evie's like, this all goes back to fashion.
Oh, of course.
Your dress is not you, so I'm going to make it more you.
I'm going to fix it.
We're going to fix it.
I like that Carlos carries Buddy.
The dude.
Dude. Oh, it's dude. Dude. Sorry. Buddy is somebody else.
Come to Catalina tonight. All right. If Ben isn't...
Sorry. It's fine. Keep drinking.
Ain't no kids waiting for you at home.
Drink. No, there isn't. Not till like 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
That's awesome. Drink. Drink, bitch. Drink.
Aww, I like how, like, that's like the big brother. Like, Boo-Boo's like, listen.
Yeah, he's like the big brother to all of them.
Yeah, if you don't like it, if, you know, let's go tonight. If it doesn't work out like you planned, I will drive your ass back myself tomorrow. Yeah,
that's very sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to paraphrase all the greatest boys I know. If she does not like you, she is not the one for you.
Now the dog is giving Carlos dating advice.
Yeah.
So that's the way things work. I love this part.
Okay, I've got like something like hysterical about this part.
Okay.
So look at the group of the boys. So, and now look for Carlos. Like,
he's not there.
No, he is there when you pan out. You see his head on the left,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's here there.
Okay, keep an eye out for who that's supposed to be. And now Lonnie is captain because the rule book says, oh, that is not
that
Carlos.
Is not Carlos. That is another guy wearing Carlos's wig. That is awful.
So apparently Carlos was busy and could not shoot the scene. So his stand-in shot it.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, if it's like his stunt double.
Yeah, I caught it on like the second viewing. I was like, who is that?
That's hysterical.
So Jay, the rule book said a captain
and 8 men.
So he said, okay, well, captain doesn't say male or female.
Right, captain could be either.
Hey, Jay. Yeah. Wait until I tell my mom. Jay and Lonnie have this, like, interesting relationship because, like, he could date her.
But wait a minute. Sorry, hang on. They just did a practice. They did 10 push-ups and that was it. What kind of crappy-ass captain are you, Lonnie?
This is amazing. Doug's like, did you go camping? Why did you take me? I have, like, merit badges and shit. He's like...
Doug is really cute. Doug, the actor, kind of reminds me of Andy Dick a little bit.
A little bit. I could see that. But he's so cute. He's like...
But not crazy.
No, not crazy. He's like, you're not seeing anybody else, are you? You're not seeing a happy son. Because really, he's not that happy. He actually has a dark side.
But I like that she's like, no. But it's still a business relationship. It's not a couple relationship. Like, he clearly has a crush on her. But I don't think she does for him.
I feel that she appreciates him.
I feel like in Descendants 3, because we all know there's going to be Descendants 3. Because Disney overdoes shit all the damn time. Descendants 3 is going to be... She's going to find somebody else. And then he's going to be all butthurt and sad and emo. And then at the end of the movie, they're going to get together.
And it's got to be somebody, like, shitty.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a la... It's got to be a la Frozen.
Yeah.
Like,
she's gonna fall in love with Hans's son.
Like, Hans is like the guy that like seems like he's like a good guy, but really,
oh my God,
oh, this is adorable. He's so trying so hard to ask her out.
Yeah. Okay. So
Carlos is asking
Jane. I don't know the names.
Would you be my date? And if you don't absolutely hate me by the end of it. Would you consider maybe being more than friends? Maybe.
This is where I fell in love with him. He's just so cute.
We can text.
text and I can tell you how great you are because, Carlos, you're really, really great. I'm the luggiest girl in the world. You're so nice and cute.
Me too.
I'm the luggiest girl in the world.
Because so we can tell each other and I can tell you how sweet and cute and we can hug and
aww. And he like the slow like I'm gonna hug her back like oh I love him
like it's adorable.
I love him, Christy.
No, and like look at this and the dude tells him good boy.
So I'll put Carlos in my little pocket.
Yeah,
carry him around with me all day.
Oh, he said yes. Oh, and this one. This. Chad.
Oh, Chad. How many keys do you have, Chad?
Again, best 3D printer in the world. Not only does it print the crown, but the cushion insert.
And the jewels. But that's Beast's crown. Look, there's a beast on it.
Oh, because Chad's also not original.
Of course not. Why now, Audrey?
Oh, and he's so hung up on Audrey. It's so funny.
He just threw his phone on the floor.
Yeah.
He's so thirsty.
Oh, God, he's so funny.
He's so ridiculous.
Really? Only six. I'm going to be there faster than I thought.
He kissed his phone. My printer, my crown.
Because Audrey so cares about him that she got a flat tire 6 hours away.
Yeah, she's like, can you come fix it? Because she knows that she has him wrapped around his little finger. And he'll cut. I miss being single sometimes.
Huh?
I miss being single. That's awful. All right, here's Cotillion. They're on a boat. On a ship, excuse me.
The dancing is like all spectrums of...
Awful?
White
kids dancing?
This hairstyle drove me nuts. Evie's like one strand of hair falling like in the front. Like I feel like it should be like a little bit over.
I feel like it should have been a thinner piece. Like a wispier piece.
Yeah. And Dizzy. Dizzy of the aisle.
Yeah, because she gave her a shout out on TV.
Which, by the way, does this mean that the entire Cotillion is like videoed for the aisle? Like, how assholey is that?
Well, it's like E! News.
But like, it seems like the entire Cotillion is like...
Well, do they watch the whole thing?
I don't know, because eventually when the pirates see what happens next, they see it.
Maybe it's like a streaming service.
Maybe. I love how like
maybe the it's like Fairy a Godmother, Facebook Live kind of thing.
I love how Fairy Godmother is so oblivious to the fact that like Jane and Carlos could be together.
Yeah, she's like, oh, that's nice. You have a date. I was hoping that she would have a more like, oh, like a icky kind of reaction, but she's happy about it.
Carlos is adorable.
That's true. And she does know that they're not bad kids.
And she knows that Carlos is basically like the least harmful person on earth.
He was the nicest of all the other ones.
Yeah.
Of all the evil ones. I don't know if I love it or if it's just like...
What?
That Belle and Beast are, in essence, wearing the gold gown.
Always. Like, she only wears gold. This dress is, like, not as stellar...
As the first one?
As the next one.
Well, no, obviously. I do like it, though.
I like it, but I do like what comes next better. But, like, those shoes, you got to give her credit.
I like the filigree of the cape.
I don't like the
shoulders.
Cape.
Though. I don't like the actual cape, but I like the part over her shoulders. It's pretty cool.
I find the cape, the coloring off for the rest of the dress.
I think because it's gray.
It's like it's gray, this way, but it's not gray.
No, they just now showed it. Looking it's gray at it. On the other side.
Yeah, it's like because it's like from looking at it, it kind of looks gold, but when you see it from the back, it's gray.
Yeah. I don't understand why a 17-year-old is king. That doesn't make sense at all.
Like, couldn't he stay king until like he at least graduated from college?
Are these high school? Let the man finish school.
Well, like, you know, in Princess Diaries, you know, Julie Andrews stays until she graduates college and princess school.
Princess Academy. Oh, fuck boy, Ben.
Oh, Ben. Oh, Ben.
Ben is such a fuck boy.
What the actual fuck?
Because here comes Uma. Oh, my. I remember I messaged you like, Ben is a fuck boy! Ben is a fuck boy!
Which my biggest question, and this may be totally inappropriate, are we supposed to believe that Uma's hair is all up in that?
Yeah, no, that bun is nowhere near big enough for the amount of braids that she has. I mean, like, that all could be her, like,
her hair.
A few extensions put in to get the color, but
there's no way that's her entire, like,
that's not. There's no way that's her entire hair, because it's too long.
So fast. Something happened to me when I was on the aisle with Uma. Connection.
Yeah, you became a fuckboy is what happened, fuckboy.
When I first saw this, I didn't get it. I didn't get it the first time. I got it the second time. And that's why I told you when you watched it, I was like, watch, because you'll probably get it before I will. What's happening?
Oh, I did. I mean, it's... It's when you think about it, it's a teensy bit obvious.
I was so annoyed with it that I was like, I didn't get that the fact that what's happening, and we're alluding to what's gonna come out, because now,
well, spoiler alert, something's coming.
Yeah, and like Ben, and Ben is now apparently in love
with Uma.
With Uma,
same a name.
Say my name. What's my name? What's my name?
And Mal's just like,
what the actual fuck is happening? Yeah, she's like
blindsided. She has no idea what the fuck is going on.
Well, and this line right there, fucking cold-hearted. It's okay. Remember, we were meant to be. That's why you never told me you loved me. Oh.
Like, it's only been 6 months, motherfucker. She doesn't need to love you in 6 months.
She is 16 years old.
She is a child.
Well, and listen to the song.
Of course.
Da-na-na-na-na. Which is when I started to get it. When I heard the song. Because the song playing in the background is...
Kiss the Girl. Such a good song.
And I was like, oh, shit. Uma's technically... from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, she's using Mama's playbook.
Well, I love how Lonnie walks up to Mal and she's like, Mal, we're with you.
Well, bitch, there's not much you can do when he's a fucking king.
Yeah, no, and I love how, again, Jay, big brother to the rescue. Let's get the F out of here.
Mal.
Go, oh, Jane, go. Way. Save shit.
Go, Jane.
Lumiere. Good job.
I love Lumiere. I didn't get that was Lumiere, even the first time watching it. And I just realized she says fucking Lumiere. I didn't catch it the first time.
That thing, I would have that in my fucking house. Like, that...
The stained glass?
Stained glass is freaking gorgeous.
I like the green eyes. The green eyes were pretty cool.
The green eyes are cool. The purple is amazing.
Yeah, the purple of the dress, the purple of her hair.
Ben knew who I was all along.
I'm so rolling my eyes at you, Christy. Like, so hard rolling my eyes.
The only thing wrong with the rest of this is that I don't get to see much more of Harry Hook.
Wah, wah.
Oh, bitch, you got a little bit feisty there, didn't you? For a lot of character.
Remember your place, girl. Remember your place.
Let me tell you, the kid that plays Ben plays Come Mierda really well. Oh, my God,
for real.
Like, he plays the, like, character of, like, not now, Dad. I am a beast, too.
Yeah.
So, as my gift to her, I'm bringing down the barrier once and for all.
No!
Ben just
But see, live streaming.
They are live streaming it. I think it
is. Tonight we ride with the tide. Hi, Harry.
I can't even. We ride with the tide.
Bring down the barrier.
No.
You certainly will not.
Kaka. No. Oh.
Ooh, obey him.
And on that note, she realizes he's been spelled. Of course he's been spelled. She's Ursula's daughter. Which, again, totally missed that.
It's like totes obvious.
Totes obvious.
True love.
True love. I love this. Ben, look at me. No, look at me.
You love me, Ben. You don't. Yes, I do. Bring down the barrier now.
Not take orders from you.
Your fair governor is like, God, quit your place.
Get back in line. I love that like dumbstruck, like, I don't know. What
he's
the fuck
really
is
good at like the blah face.
Probably that's his real face.
Sadly.
Get away from her. Oh, now I want to watch The Little Mermaid.
I love you.
I love you.
I've always loved you. I'm 16.
True love's kiss. So sweet.
And now, there he is. There you are.
You
Ben.
Broke the spell.
Oh, bitch, watch yourself.
Why does the fairy godmother just trap her? Like, she's got the fucking wand in her hand.
Well, here's my question, though. Why is the wand in play? Because the wand belongs in the museum and only came out for the coronation of Ben.
Right.
Why is it at Cotillion?
Are they supposed to, like, coronate?
Coronate?
Is that coronate?
I don't think that's a word.
Well, it's coronation.
It's a coronation, but I don't think coronate is a word.
You get coronated. No?
I don't think you get coronated.
Am I not conjugating this correctly?
I feel that you don't use coronate as a... I could be wrong. I don't speak the English well.
I don't do the word so good.
I've had a lot of wine.
Oh, is that what it is?
No.
Okay, so Uma just jumped overboard, and I feel like she should have done, like, a graceful as fuck swan dive.
Yeah, but this is now like,
oh my God,
the
this
worst.
Is the absolute worst.
This is the worst and best CGI ever.
It's the best because it's so bad.
Yeah, and it now like, so, and I love everybody's reaction to obviously like fake CGI, so they've got to react to real water splash.
No, but they are getting water sprayed for real.
At times, because depending what camera angle, they dry up really fast.
I can't with this.
This is like, Uma is now Ursula.
Well, she has tentacles.
Tentacles.
But this
and splash.
Ah!
Like that. And now let's react to a fake tentacle.
Like, what are you doing to them? You're splashing them with water? Like, I don't understand how that's bad. Like, sure, they're all in gowns and stuff.
I love this. And now, Mal's going to lose her shit a little bit. And... like, guess what, y'all?
Uma just looks like a little kid throwing a tantrum.
And now Mal's like, oh, fuck this.
Bro, but this fucking CGI.
This CGI is amazing. No, I'm a dragon, it is, bitches.
It is god-awful. Like, it looks like, I can't even.
Somebody told me that
you with water.
Mal is considered, because of Maleficent, an evil pixie. Or an evil fairy.
Like, Maleficent's a fairy.
Maleficent's a fairy. Is it Maleficent or Maleficent?
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
I don't understand.
Like, wait, my favorite.
See, like, the tidal wave towards the boat makes sense. Because it's a fucking tidal wave.
Yeah.
And it's going to knock the boat over and everybody's going to drown. But especially the token wheelchair girl.
Oh, like, there's... and you've got to give it to... then they're, okay, here we go. Why are we doing this, Ben? Why are you growling?
That is more awkward than the growl the Beast does at the end of the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
He doesn't do anything. It's not like he converted into anything.
He doesn't, like, become an actual
he
beast.
He growled to do a swan dive. Graceful as fuck, though.
Yeah,
though.
That's what
Uma should have
done.
And he's like a tiny little human and she's huge. She's like big Ursula. And this dragon is itty bitty. The dragon is so fucking tiny. It's like a baby dragon.
Oh, it's so, because she's only 16. She's not a full dragon yet.
I'm 16 years old. I'm full size dragon.
I'm a good size dragon.
I love that it's a full moon too. Of course it's a full moon because But I love that she just like,
I love the fact that like she's looking at him and like actually is like caring.
Yeah, like considering
about this conversation.
She could just like grab him by the ankle and drown him and like who's gonna stop her?
No.
It's fucking CGI.
I have your ring and I'm gonna give it back.
Here's your ring. At least she was nice enough to give it back.
This is the most important ring in all of Descendants. Cause it becomes an issue in part one and part two.
She could have just turned around and kept it. Like she didn't need to give it back.
No. Worst CGI dragon ever.
Oh my god. No. Like awful.
Like it's a combination of a dragon and Figment from Epcot. Oh, Carlos, your hair.
It got wet. Now it's all curly.
Okay.
Lady, down. Oh, my God. Yay. It's okay.
So, I like the fact that, like, okay, everybody's congratulating Ben. And, like, okay, so, and I get it. There's magic. So nobody's freaked out that Mal just became a fucking dragon.
No, it's like totes normal.
Totes normal. And they actually love her even more that she could become a fucking dragon. Because everybody's faces are like, yes. And now you look, even now she looks freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
This is the look.
Yep. New purple dress. Curly purple hair.
Amazing gloves.
Yep.
Yeah, not one person. Everybody's smiling and happy. Bitch just turned into a dragon.
Yep.
Nobody's worried.
And nobody's concerned that, like, she can magically change her clothes. Like, that's kind of impressive.
Yeah, you notice Evie's kind of dry. You notice that, right?
Yeah.
She's kind of dry.
Like, her hair is still curly.
Like, she's kind of perfectly dry. So, whatever water she got hit with
was magic water.
But everybody else,
all perfectly dry. No, they're all perfectly dry. The only one that's like soaked to the bone is the king.
And Doug.
And Doug.
Doug's soaked.
But look at the girls.
No, but even like, no, Lonnie's hair is wet.
But it's almost drying. It's like they forgot to re-wet them in between takes.
Oh, no, they totally did on a couple scenes.
Oh, a couple scenes, I'm sure, but not all of them. But like the king and queen are dry.
Well, they were further away, I guess.
So it's fairy godmother.
Carlos's hair, pobrecito, it just does not get fixed.
But look, Lonnie's hair is dry.
Can we discuss?
Jay's hair is dry.
Yeah, Jay's man bun. And like, I love this. Like, but and here's the scene. Look, okay, again. So now Evie, after this whole thing is done, Evie's gonna ask for like Dizzy and some other kids to come back from the aisle. Look at the way he looks at Evie.
But there's a lot of kids who really love it here at Orodine. Kids just like us who also deserve a second chance.
Kids deserve a second chance.
Can I get you a list?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Please.
Like that.
Yeah,
like,
that moment like where they're holding hands.
It's really like they have a like.
I'm sure they do have some like in real life.
Maybe. Because there's like boned. A little bit of chemistry there.
They probably bone.
They probably bone. These are all like over 20 something attractive people on the set of something.
They probably bone.
They get bored.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I love her so much. She's so funny.
I'm not going to be needing it anymore.
She gave up her spell book for love.
So my theory on why the magic wand is there is what happens right now. So, happily ever after, everybody's happy. Now it's time for the final dance number. Magically, everyone's dresses are now short.
Oh, probably.
Everybody's dresses are now short versions. So they can do a dance
number. So they can
number.
Do a dance and splash around in the water.
I guess I didn't recognize who you
I like this song. It's fun.
And I like the dancing with the water.
Yeah, I like that. That's a cute. That's like very step up too.
The streets.
It is. Just saying. Be bold. We gotta be brave. We gotta be free. Yes, I know this. But I do love the fact
I do
that
like the short dresses. They're really
but they
cute.
Do it in the they did it in the first one too. At the end, when it's time to party, everybody gets short dresses.
Well, of course. So fun. Good it job, is. Kenny Ortega.
Oh, Carlos, ese pelota de madre.
And Evie's hair is
down. Now down.
It's down all of a sudden.
And a new accessory because she didn't have the crown before.
It's in her purse, Christy. Duh.
Jay's bun is
fire.
Amazing.
Fire.
Fire.
And in the end,
Lonnie wants to bone Jay.
Oh, for sure. And Jay wants to too.
Yeah. But he just doesn't want to be tied down.
Can you blame him looking like that? Oh my goodness, you guys. Okay, so if you've stuck with us this far, yeah. Thank you. This is our first time doing Mama's Watch Movies. This is not going to be like a regular occurrence. It's just going to be one of those things where if like one person can't and we don't want to miss a week, we're going to watch a movie and we're going to talk about it.
Yep.
If
you enjoyed yourself, if you enjoyed our commentary, let us know. If you want us to shut the fuck up and stop...
Yeah, if you just want to hear the song, well, then go download the album. And
it's Disney, so obviously we get no money from this.
Oh, for sure. I don't even know if we should be doing what we're doing, but it just occurred to me that maybe we shouldn't.
Disney, don't sue us.
Shh, don't put that shit out there. But yeah, so if you enjoyed it, if there's a movie you want us to commentate. Provide commentary for, send us an email, mamasandmerlot@gmail.com. Make sure you send us your wine recommendations. We're watching the dance scene. There's really not much to say about them splashing around in a big giant puddle.
Oh, look at Doug. Super awkward but adorable.
He is so cute. Like cute in an awkward way. He's got rhythm too though. You saw him dancing.
Yeah. So, and like they're just dancing around soaking freaking wet. And I want to dance in like a water puddle now.
Me too. That would be really
but
fun.
Okay,
party.
So soaking freaking wet, right? Okay, let's give Mal about like 3 seconds, and her hair will now be completely dry.
I'm sure she remembers some of her spells. She has to remember some of her spells. They, at some point, you rememberize them.
Rememberize them? Did you just say rememberize?
I did say rememberize.
That was genius.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you, Doug. But see, look, dry hair. Perfectly dry hair.
Of course, because she's got that magic mousse, bro. We need to find out what that shit is.
It's
and
dragon's it. Blood.
That's what it is.
She is Khaleesi, the mother of dragons.
She is Khaleesi.
Well, and she has to dry up so everybody can bow to her.
Queen wave.
Okay, and the only reason I'm waiting even past the just for a couple seconds is because the... like most adorable thing happens after the credits.
Oh yes.
So if you enjoyed us doing this, let us know. We had fun.
I had fun. This is fun. We're watching kids movies and drinking wine. I mean,
we're basically doing what we would normally do, but like on
holding a microphone
in front of us,
because we would probably have the same exact conversation with less narration. Yeah. About what's going on in the movie.
And if you don't like the narration, if you just want us to talk, if you want us to be quiet, if you want us to, I don't know, let us know. Give us suggestions. We're all for that. But yeah. The only reason I'm holding out is just because I'm, oh my God, it's Bob. That's right. It's Bobby Moynihan that does the voice of Duke. The one from Mad TV. Mm-hmm. Oh no, not Mad TV. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I did not know that. China Ann McLean was right there. She is. Hi, Dizzy.
She's so cute.
She is. And this is the only reason I'm waiting, because I love this moment.
she gets her acceptance letter.
Miss Evia Vial, hereby request the pleasure of your company, Dizzy Tremaine, for the current academic year at Ordon Prep. Please notify His Majesty Couriers of your response to this request. We'd love you to join us at Ordon Prep. Will you come? Signed, King Ben.
She's so happy.
She's so cute. You know what? Okay, so her last name is also Tremaine.
Yeah.
So does she not have a baby daddy? Like, does she not have a father?
I think the evil queen, I mean, the wicked stepmother.
The evil stepmother.
Evil stepmother is so bitchy that she would probably, like, well, no, it would be Drizella that wouldn't have gotten. Apparently, a lot of these, that's just, I'm not even acknowledging this because that's just such so yeah, bad. Yeah,
that next post credit. Yeah.
But, like, I feel like a lot did of you these.
Think the story was over.
Yeah. And there you go. There's Kiss the Girl. Like, I just have a big issue with, like, a lot of these villains. Apparently, they're like, well, but it makes sense. Their villains are self-centered. They're like, fuck you. I'm not taking your name.
Or having kids out of wedlock.
They're like, listen, I just want a kid. I don't care. We don't take it married. I'm going to keep my name. But she's Dizzy Tremaine. She's Drizella Tremaine's daughter.
Yep. All right, guys. So thanks for sticking with us. If you sat through the whole thing, we truly appreciate you for doing so.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week.
Well, with a regular episode.
Yeah, with a regular episode, hopefully.
And but yeah, let us know what you think. We had fun. I had fun.
Me too.
Check us out. Let us know. Email Acast, us.
iTunes.
Rate, review. We
subscribe.
Don't
subscribe.
Yeah. Tell us what you think. Check out our
blow up
boys.
Our egos a little bit.
Yeah, they blow up our egos a little bit. Give us some 5 stars.
Oh yeah, and check us out on the Geek Bro Network where we have so many new podcasts.
We got all of our boys and now our new fellow girl.
Yeah.
Hey Q.
Hey Q. Hey Talking Geek. Thanks so much for joining us. We needed some more girls. But thanks so much for checking us out and cheers.
Cheers.